कृपया में बना हरि नाम संकीर्तना श्री भक्तिवत्सल ठाकुर वाज ऑलवेज डीपली अब्सॉर्ब्ड इन थॉट ऑफ कृष्णा
श्रीभक्तिवत्सल ठाकुर बने उसका हर बात से पहुंचने में शंका करता है कृष्ण
एक्चुअली व्हेन ही वाज यंग ही हर्ड अबाउट लॉर्ड चैतन्य
ve skutečnosti, když byl mladý, tak slyšel o pánovi Chaitanyovi.
He was the son of a wealthy landholder.
Byl synem bohatého statkáře.
So in that way, practically he grew up in royalty.
A tak vlastně vyrostl v takovém bohatství královském.
And, but there was a devotee from early age who would tell him everything about Lord Chaitanya. And Narottam developed a great desire to somehow or other be in the association of the Lord. And more and more he began to experience feelings of separation.
Začal více a více zakoušet nálady odloučení.
He started to think, I somehow or other missed out.
Začal si myslet, že tak nějak jsem to prošel.
Because Narottam took his birth just shortly after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the planet.
Protože Narottam se narodil zrovna chvilku potom, co Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opustil tuhle planetu.
We came on this planet 500 years later. But imagine you came like just a few years later.
Tak my jsme se tady narodili tyhle planetě tak o 500 let později, ale si představte, že se narodíte o pár let později.
So it was kind of natural that Narottam felt like, oh no, I took birth too late.
Takže přirozeně se Narottam myslel, ne, já jsem se narodil příliš pozdě.
I missed the whole thing.
Já jsem to všechno prošel.
It is interesting how Narottam felt like.
Je zajímavé, jak se tak pan Narottam cítil.
Sometimes we also feel like that.
Někdy se taky tak cítíme.
We feel like in the beginning, when Prabhupada was here, you know, the movement was all dynamic. Every moment it was just expanding and more devotees.
Cítíme, že když tady byl Prabhupada na začátku a to hnutí bylo takové dynamické a každou chvíli se to jenom a jenom expandovalo a bylo spousta nových odem.
And there is this one of the early Back to Godhead magazines.
Jeden z těch prvních časopisů Zpátky k Bohu.
And the whole magazine is practically one article after the other dedicated to Prabhupada.
Skoro celý ten časopis je jeden článek za druhým zasvěcen Prabhupádovi.
And one article is simply describing how all the devotees are waiting for Prabhupada. It is
1968.
And all the devotees are having a kirtan. Sitting down a long time. Waiting for Prabhupada to come down. And the article describes that finally they asked Kirtanananda, who was the only sannyasi, to speak. Kirtanananda said, "What will I speak? I'm not qualified to speak." But the devotees have asked me to speak, so I must speak. Usually when someone says that, they're going to give a real long lecture. Anyway, Kirtananda, he said, "Where were we a few years ago? Where were some of us even 1 year ago? Even 6 months ago.
Dokonce před 6 měsíci.
And where are we now?
A kde jsme teď?
That we are all sitting here with effulgent faces.
Že tu všichni sedíme se zářivými tvářemi.
Where would we be if it was not for a pure devotee?
Kde bychom byli, kdyby nebylo to čistého oddaného?
So that was the focus in the time. The focus in the time was there was a pure devotee.
Takže na tohle to bylo tehdy všechno zaměřeno, ten záměr, protože tam byl ten čistý oddaný.
And this pure devotee was the most wonderful personality.
A ten čistý oddaný byl ta nejúžasnější osobnost.
And just wherever he was, there was Krishna consciousness.
A kdekoliv on byl, tam bylo vědomí Krishny.
It is said that after some time, Prabhupada took the devotees to India.
Je řečeno, že po nějaké době zašel Prabhupada odané do Indie.
In 1972, they went to Vrindavan.
Jeli do Vrindavan.
And Prabhupada was going to show all the devotees Vrindavan.
A Prabhupada chtěl ukázat všem odaným Vrindavan.
And at that time, he gave daily lectures in the Radharamadhar temple in the courtyard.
A v tu dobu každý den dával přednášky na nádvoří Radharamadhar Kam.
In front of the samadhis of the Goswamis.
Před samadhi Goswami.
And then at that time there was no temple, and Prabhupada just had a few rooms that he still kept from before. He kept his rooms which he had rented in Radhadamodar temple.
A tehdy tam nebyl žádný chrám a Prabhupada jenom pár pokojů, které si nechával z té doby, kdy on si pronajímal Radhadamodar chrám.
So an arrangement had been made that the devotees could stay at Kesigat, at the palace.
A bylo zařízeno to tak, že oddaní mohli zůstávat, přebývat v paláci na Kesigatu.
There at Kesigat there is an old sandstone palace which is owned by the Maharaj from Bharatpur.
A na Kesigatu je takový starobylý palác, který vlastnil Maharaj z Bharatpuru.
So Shamasundar and Malati had a daughter named Saraswati.
A Shamasundar s Malati měli dceru, která se jmenovala Saraswati.
And one day, the Maharaj of Bharatpur gave a gift, a silver deity of Krishna, to Saraswati, who was like a very small child.
A jednoho dne ten Maharaj Bharatpur dal dárek malé Saraswati, to bylo tedy malé děcko, a dal jí stříbrné božstvo Krishna.
It was pure silver, very valuable.
Čisté stříbro, velice hodnotné.
So, then, somehow or other, Saraswati had lost Krishna. So it was a big drama. She looked everywhere, she had lost Krishna, and she couldn't find Krishna. Then finally, the parents said, but who has Krishna? And then Saraswati, I don't know who is Krishna. Krishna is gone. And then the devotees and then Shamasundar again said, no, but who is Krishna? Then she said, like, well, Prabhupada is Krishna. And then Prabhupada pulled from his behind his back. He pulled the deity of
Krishna.
And he gave to Saraswati. Actually, it was an imitation. They had quickly an imitation made. So she got like a cheap version, and the original silver deity was kept on
her.
So Prabhupada had Krishna, but he was also practical. But he had Krishna. There was no doubt about it. And Just as when Krishna was on the planet, we find in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we find a description of how Krishna is in Hastinapur.
Jako když byl Krishna na planetě, tak Krishna Bhagavatam je popis, když byl Krishna v Hastinapuru.
He is there with the Pandavas.
A byl tam s Pandavci.
And just as Krishna is about to exit the palace, it is described that Kunti Devi is there.
A zrovna když Krishna chtěl opustit ten palác, tak je popsáno, že je tam Kunti Devi.
And she asked Krishna not to go.
Prosí Krishna, aby neodjížděl.
And Krishna says that he of course would like to stay.
A Krishna říkal, že on by samozřejmě rád zůstal.
But for a very long time he has been away from home and he has to return to Dwarka. It's inevitable.
Ale že už dlouho nebyl doma, tak se musí vrátit do Dwarky.
So Krishna is determined to go.
Takže Krishna byl odhodlaný odjet.
But then Yudhisthira comes and Yudhisthira says, please stay.
Ale potom přišel Yudhisthira a říkal, prosím, zůstaň.
Then what can Krishna do?
Tak co mohl Krishna dělat?
Because mukti dadati bhakti na kalichit, liberation I will give you, but devotional service I will hide.
Protože osvobození to já ti dám, ale danou službu si budu schovávat.
Because through devotional service I become purchased.
Protože skrze danou službu si mě můžeš koupit.
So Yudhisthira by his service he had purchased Krishna.
Takže Yudhisthira si svou službou Krishna koupil.
So Krishna could not leave.
Takže Krishna nemohl odjet.
And he stayed 3 more days.
A zůstal 3 další dny.
But meanwhile, the residents of Dwarka, they were living in separation.
Ale mezi tím obyvatelé Dvaraky žili v odloučení.
And then, when finally Krishna did return to Dwarka, it was as if the sun had returned.
A potom, když se Krishna konečně vrátil do Dvaraky, tak to bylo, jako by se vrátilo slunce.
It said, in the absence of the sun, we are blind.
Je řečeno, že ve přítomnosti slunce jsme slepí.
Especially when you travel, right, a lot, it can be difficult, right, because you're always staying in a different room, and you know, if you don't have a torch or something, you might just smash into the table, into the dark or something like that. Has happened to me.
Především, když třeba cestujete a každou dobu jste v nějakém jiném pokoji, nějaké jiné místnosti, tak někdy v noci, když nemáte baterku, tak můžete narazit do nějakého stolu, to se mi taky stalo.
Because in the night we are dark, we are blind.
Protože ve tmě jsme slepí.
So in the same way, the residents of Dwarka, they were blind when Krishna had left.
Stejně tak obyvatelé Dvaraky byli oslepeni, když Krishna odjel.
They could not see anything.
Nemohli nic vidět.
Although we know that Dwarka is not exactly an ordinary place.
Ačkoliv víme, že Dvaraka není úplně obyčejné místo.
The opulence of Dwarka is just inconceivable.
Bohatství Dvaraky je naprosto nepředstavitelné.
We can't even imagine it.
My si to nedokážeme představit.
How beautiful Dwarka is.
Jak překrásná je Dvaraka.
Beautiful parks, beautiful birds, beautiful waterfalls.
Krásné parky a ptáci a vodopády.
Marble streetways, onyx benches and walls decorated with jewels everywhere.
Marmorové ulice a všude ozdobené zdi, drahokamy všude.
Beautiful architecture.
Překrásná architektura.
Beautiful people.
Překrásní lidé.
And the people couldn't see anything.
A ti lidé nic neviděli.
Because Krishna had left.
Protože Krishna odjel.
So there was no interest at all in all the material, in all the opulence that they had.
Takže je vůbec nezajímalo všechno to hmotné bohatství, které měli.
Without Krishna, everything had become meaningless.
Bez Krishny nic nemělo význam.
So when Krishna returned to Dwarka, it is described like the residents began to see again.
Když se Krishna do Dwaraky vrátil, tak je popsáno, že ti obyvatelé začali znovu vidět.
The vision returned.
Vrátil se jim zrak.
And their eyes were drinking in the view of Krishna.
A jejich oči byly pohled na Krishnu.
Every aspect of Krishna's transcendental features.
Každý aspekt z Krishnových transcendentálních rysů.
His lotus eyes.
Lotosové oči.
And all his other transcendental attributes.
A všechny jeho ostatní transcendentální atributy.
So in this way, this absorption is what we see in the pure devotees.
Takže tohle pohroužení můžeme vidět v čistých oddaných.
The pure devotees are always absorbed in Krishna.
Čistí oddaní jsou neustále pohrouženi v Krishnovi.
And wherever there is Krishna, there is the center of the world.
A kdykoliv je Krishna, tak tam je střed světa.
Like if you ask people in general, like what is the most important, or the most important city in the world, the capital of the world, which one would it be? Prague.
Jako když se mi zeptáte, jaké je nejdůležitější město na zemi, jako hlavní město na zemi, co by to bylo? Praha?
Or Bratislava.
Bratislava.
Or what?
Nebo co?
Tokyo.
Tokyo.
That's a secret.
To je tajemství.
That's not what people would say. What would people say?
To by lidi neřekli, co oni by řekli.
Say blah. New
York.
People would say New York.
Lidi by řekli New York.
New York. No doubt, New York's the place. Yeah. Prabhupada knew it. He went there.
Prabhupada to viděl, tak tam jel.
And it is like that. Some months ago we went to New York, and everyone in New York thinks, you know, we're in New York, you know, we're in New York. I mean, the most important place in the entire world, you know. I mean, we're New Yorkers, you know what I mean? The rest of the world is backward, you know.
Jako my jsme New Yorkčani a celý zbytek světa je zaostalý.
Isn't it in New York? It's like that. And then we went to Times Square.
Pak jsme šli na Times Square.
I showed Janali was Times Square. So Times Square is a building, it's like you have all these skyscrapers.
A na Times Square to je takové místo, kde jsou všechny ty mrakodrapy.
And then the walls of the skyscrapers, they have big television screens on them.
Na jejich stěnách jsou velký plátnový televizí.
I mean, as big as the whole side of the building.
Tak velký jako celá ta strana té budovy.
And there's all these things happening on these television screens.
A na těch televizích se dějou všechny možné věci.
So the whole, it feels like you've taken drugs. There is no other description for it. It's like the walls are moving and showing strange pictures. And then there's a red plastic staircase, and you can stand on there and get your picture taken in the middle of Times Square.
Je tam taková červená krabice, a tam si můžete nechat udělat fotku prostřed toho Times Square.
Like something from Hollywood in the middle of there.
Jako schodiště, jako z Hollywoodu tam uprostřed.
And everyone stands on there and gets his picture.
Tak každý tam stojí a nechává se tam fotit.
That's New York.
To New York.
There's a little more to New York.
A ještě něco dalšího na New Yorku.
But Prabhupada was in New York.
Ale Prabhupada v New Yorku.
And he gave a lecture in New York, and he was explaining that. He said, yes, I came to this hellish place.
A Prabhupada měl nějakou přednášku a vysvětloval, tak ano, já jsem přišel na tohle pekelné místo.
He said, why would I have done that?
A proč jsem to udělal?
I left such a nice place.
Já jsem opustil takové překrásné místo.
Vrindavan.
Vrindavan.
It's like everyone is worshipping Krishna.
Tam každý uctívá Krishnu.
Oh, everywhere Everywhere Krishna has walked.
Všude se Krishna procházel.
Vrindavan is such a nice place.
Vrindavan je takové pěkné místo.
Why would I have left such a nice place to come to a hell like this?
Proč by se měl opustit takové krásné místo, aby jsem přišel do pekla jako je tohle?
Prabhupada didn't see New York as the most important place in the world.
Prabhupada neviděl New York jako nejdůležitější místo na světě.
He saw Vrindavan as the most important place in the world.
Vrindavan viděl jako nejdůležitější místo na světě.
But when Prabhupada was in New York, then New York was the most important place in the world.
Když Prabhupada byl v New Yorku, tak se potom stal opravdu tím nejdůležitějším místem na světě.
Because there, in his presence in New York, the devotees could perceive Vrindavan more than by traveling to India and going to that town that is known as Vrindavan.
Protože jeho přítomnosti v New Yorku, oni mohli více vnímat Vrindavan, než kdyby ho do Indie a byli tam v tom městě, které se jmenuje Vrindavan.
Nam tistami vaikunte yoginam hridye suva nam tistami naranda matkayanti matbhakta. That came from deep down. I'm not residing in Vaikuntha, Krishna says.
Krishna říká, nesídlím na Vaikuntě.
I'm not residing in the heart of the yogis.
A nesídlím v srdcích yogínů.
The place where I really reside, Narada, is where my devotees are chanting my glories.
Ale to místo, kde já opravdu jsem, Narada, je, kde moji oddaní mě oslavují.
So, therefore, what I'm saying is not just some idea that I came up with, but actually based on scripture, that when Prabhupada was in New York, it was the most important place on the planet.
A proto to, co já říkám, to jsem si tak nevymyslel, ale pohled to z písem, že když Prabhupada byl v New Yorku, tak v tu dobu to bylo to nejdůležitější místo na světě.
And really you can see that the International Society for Krishna Consciousness was like that. All the eyes were on wherever Prabhupada was.
A proto tak může vidět, že taková byla mezinárodní společnost pro vědomí Krishna, že oči všech se upíly tam, kde byl Prabhupada.
And everyone just wanted to go there.
Každý chtěl jít tam, kde byl on.
And no one could just, everyone who wasn't there was thinking, oh boy, we're not there.
A každý, kdo tam nebyl, si říkal, ach, tak my tam nejsme.
Because it said the pure devotees, they develop the qualities of Krishna.
Protože já řešil, že čistí udaní rozvíjí vlastnosti Krishna.
It's logical, the servant develops the qualities of the master.
Je to logické, že služebník rozvíjí vlastnosti svého pána.
Because what is important for the master is important for the servant.
Protože co je důležité pro toho pána, je důležité pro služebníka.
So logically, the servant develops the qualities of the master.
Takže logicky služebník rozvíjí vlastnosti svého pána.
And the pure devotee begins to develop the qualities of Krishna.
A čistý udaní začíná rozvíjet vlastnosti Krishna.
And more, he becomes the representative of Krishna. One time, Prabhupada was asked, how many pure devotees are there on the planet? One journalist was asking the question. And Prabhupada asked the devotees, how many members do we have in this
country?
And they gave some number, and Prabhupada said, that's how many pure devotees there are.
Tak mi řekl nějaké číslo, Prabhupada řekl, tak to je ten počet, kolik je čistých udaných na planetě.
So Prabhupada is also very generous.
Že Prabhupada byl taky velmi štědrý.
It is true that anyone who has come in touch with this Krishna consciousness becomes a special person.
Je pravda, že každý, kdo přijde do styku s tímhle vědomím Krishna, se stane speciální osobou.
It's like before I was a devotee. In the beginning, there were no devotees in the West when I was young. You know, the they Prabhupada hadn't come yet, you know, so, like
that. Předtím se byl odaný a na západě v té době nebyli odaný Prabhupada, ještě nepřijel
západ. You know, I mean, some of you were born later. You may have, as a child, already seen devotees, you know, somewhere.
Někteří z vás narodili později a třeba už jako děti někdy jste viděli odané.
When you went to Prague or something, suddenly, you know, you saw Hare Krishna's walking on the street.
Když jste do Prahy, tak jste najednou viděli Krišňáky, jak jdou po ulici.
And your mother would grab you and pull you away.
A maminka vás chytla a botala vás pryč.
And you remember that.
Vy si to pamatujete.
But our generation, there just were no devotees in the West.
Ale naše generace, tak tehdy nebyly žádně udaní na západě.
Prabhupada hadn't come yet.
Prabhupada ještě nepřijel.
And it's like, you know, that's why when we saw them for the first time, there was no previous information. We didn't know what it was.
Proto když jsme viděli poprvé, tak jsme neměli žádné informace o nich jako předchozí doby, takže jsme neviděli, kdo to vůbec je.
I really thought they came from another planet.
Já jsem si opravdu myslel, že přišli z nějaké jiné planety.
There was this gray van that pulled in my town, and all these little pink men came out. Too many.
A do mého města přijela taková šedá dodávka a z ní vyskákali růžoví mužíci a byli jich tam příliš mnoho.
I thought they had landed from some other planet.
Tak jsem se, že přistáli z nějaké jiné planety.
So anyway, the devotees were very rare at that time. There were very few.
Takže udání byly v té době velice vzácní, bylo jich jenom pár.
So in my town there was there were hardly any devotees.
A na městě bylo skoro nebyl žádný udání.
But somewhere around there were a boy and a girl, and they were a little crazy.
Ale byl tam nějaký chlapec a dívka, byl trochu bláznivý.
Quite crazy, actually.
Vlastně dost bláznivý.
And they were taking drugs as well.
Oni taky brali drogy.
Quite a lot.
Docela dost.
Yeah. So I didn't want to really have anything to do with them.
Tak já jsem s nimi nechtěl mít takový začínění.
But somehow or other, they knew about Krishna.
Ale nějakým způsobem oni věděli o Krišnovi.
And they had faith in Krishna.
A měli víru v Krišnu.
Yeah. And somehow or other, I had been to India, and I had come into contact there with Krishna consciousness.
No, já jsem byl v Indii už a měl jsem nějaký kontakt s vírou Krishna.
And when I came back to my hometown, the only people that were into Krishna were these crazies.
A když jsem se vrátil na svou rodné místo, ty lidé v tom městě, kteří měli něco s Krishnou, tak to byly ty blázni.
And I'm not going to even describe in public here how crazy they were.
Tady nebudu vůbec popisovat, jak moc byli blázniví.
But they were quite crazy.
Ale byli dost blázniví.
Too crazy to describe even.
Příliš moc, aby se na to, abych to teďka popisoval.
Not today.
Ne, ne dnes.
In private, smaller, not in a big hall.
Měli potom soukromí, ne velké
stíny. Where there's video cameras and everything. But anyway, somehow or other, these people, they had faith in Krishna, and that reconfirmed my faith in Krishna. I found strength in them. Right? The fact that they had faith in Krishna, it reinforced my faith in Krishna.
A já jsem jako našel sílu, jako ten fakt, že měli víru v Krišnu, potvrdili to moji víru v Krišnu.
So although they were lacking in purity, in fact there was so much impurity, so much influence of the lower modes of nature in them.
Ačkoliv oni postavili čistotu, byli příliš ovlivněni nižšími kvalitami přírody.
But that little bit of faith in Krishna, that was their purity.
Ale ta trocha víry v Krišnu, to byla jejich čistota.
And it had strength.
A mělo to sílu.
It gave me strength.
Mě to dalo sílu.
In this way, when Prabhupada said, how many pure devotees are there on the planet, then it's not just all without meaning.
Tak když Prabhupada řekl, kolik čistých udaných na planetě, tak to není jen tak bez smyslu.
Not just. some statement.
To není jenom tak nějaké tvrzení.
Not just some statement, you know, how many members in ISKCON, how many pure devotees.
Jenom jako tvrzení, tak kolečnou ISKCONu, tolik čistých oddaní.
No, no, Prabhupada was seeing the purity.
Ne, Prabhupada viděl tu čistotu.
And Prabhupada understood the power of that purity.
Prabhupada pochopil sílu té čistoty.
And Prabhupada saw the insignificance of the impurity.
A Prabhupada viděl bezvýznamnost těch nečistot.
All right. All right, some material attachments are there.
No tak dobře, nějaké hmotné připoutanosti tady jsou.
All right, some material problems are there.
No dobře, jsou tu nějaké hmotné problémy.
All right, some struggle sometimes.
Tak jo, trochu nějakého zápasy.
All right, some even fall down.
No tak dobře, nějaké ty poklesky.
Anyway. But the purity of faith in Krishna is there.
Ale je tu ta čistota víry v Krishnu.
Devotional service is there.
Je tu udaná služba.
The holy name is there.
Je tu svaté jméno.
Like that.
Je tak.
I also like to tell the story about a person that I met in Mayapur.
Taky rád pravý příběh, jak jsem potkal osobu v Mayapuru.
Who looked just like Salvador Dali.
Vypadal úplně jako Salvador Dali.
You know, he had like a hat like a beret, like that. He had a little mustache, little beard.
Měl na hlavě čepice jako beretku a měl knír a vous.
And when I saw him, I thought, looks like an artist.
Když jsem viděl, jsem si říkal, tak on vypadá jako umělec.
And, well, the thing about him, that he was chanting all the time.
On celou dobu zpíval.
Round after round after round.
Kolečko za kolečkem, kolečko za kolečkem.
And whenever I was getting up very early, I noticed that he was also up very early.
A kdykoliv jsem velice brzo vstal, tak jsem si všiml, že on už taky velice brzo vstal.
And then I saw him chanting later in the day.
A pak jsem viděl později přes den zpívat.
In the temple, and then, you know, after breakfast, sort of everybody goes his own way.
A potom po snídani, když každý si jde po svém.
And then he was still chanting in the temple.
Tak on stále zpíval v chrámu.
And at noon he was still chanting in the temple.
A v poledne pořád zpíval v chrámu.
And if you walk in the temple, he was also there for the 4 o'clock arati.
Tam byli v chrámu, tak on byl tam i na tom arati ve 4 hodiny.
Still chanting.
A pořád zpíval.
So I was looking at him, thinking, you know, but who is this?
Já jsem na něho díval, říkal jsem si, no kdo to je?
Like, who is this person?
Co to je za osobu?
Who can chant like that?
Takhle může zpívat.
I mean, you know, it's not so easy.
Jako není to tak jednoduché.
I was thinking, where does he get the strength?
Odkud získává tu sílu?
So one day I just asked him and said, are you a demigod?
Přijednávané jsem se ho prostě zeptal, jsi polobůh?
He said, maybe.
Řekl, možná.
I'm still puzzled, you know. I think, like, where does he get his power? How can he chant like this? You know what I mean? Then finally, one day, I found out. He had written a poem. And the poem more or less said, I saw that old man.
Viděl jsem toho starého muže.
And I saw how he captured his followers.
Viděl jsem, jak uchvátil své následovníky.
And changed them.
A změnil je.
And made them effulgent.
A udělal z nich zářivé bytosti.
And I decided to keep a safe distance.
A rozhodl jsem se udržet si nějaký poctivý odstup.
And that was his story. He saw Prabhupada.
A to byl ten jeho příběh. On viděl Prabhupada.
He saw Prabhupada and how he changed his followers.
Viděl Prabhupada, viděl, jak měl své následovníky.
And he kept a safe distance.
Udržoval si bezpečnou vzdálenost.
but not safe enough. That was quite clear. So it is like that, yes. Somehow or other, if one has a connection with this movement, it penetrates into the heart.
A takhle to je, když má někdo spojení s tím nehnutím, tak to pronikne do srdce.
What else is there in the world?
No, co je v jeho ve světě je?
Yes, we may have some attachment to something.
Ano, může mít nějaké připoutanosti k něčemu.
I know one doctor, he's a devotee.
Znám jednoho lékaře, je to oddaný.
When I go and see him, he offers his obeisances to me.
Když za ně přijdu, tak on mi dá své obcivé pokony.
But he also likes Formula One racing.
A taky má rád závody Formule 1.
And he goes, he flies all over the world to see the Formula One racing.
Ale dá to své světě, aby se mohl dívat na ty formulové závody.
That's okay. No problem.
To je v pohodě, není problém.
Because that is insignificant.
Protože to je bezvýznamné.
That has no meaning.
To nemá žádný význam.
That's just a bubble in the ocean. Gone.
To je jenom bublina v oceánu.
Those things are very insignificant.
Tyhle věci jsou velice bezvýznamné.
At the end of life, those things, they don't count.
A na konci života tyhle věci se nepočítají.
Those kind of attachments are not going to interfere with our devotional service.
Takovéhle připoutanosti nám nezabrání naší ulené služby.
So, therefore everyone who is involved with devotional service is special.
Proto každý, který se zabývá ulenou službou, je speciální.
And that we really, really appreciate.
A to opravdu oceňujeme.
That devotees are special.
Že oddaní jsou speciální.
And because they have that purity.
Protože oni mají tu čistotu.
And that they give us strength.
A dávají nám sílu.
And that the faith of other devotees will awaken our own.
A že víra ostatních oddaných probudí i tu naši.
I saw it, even the faith of those people who were not, you know, not even normal, right? And their faith was not so strong. Still, that also awakened something in me.
Jsem to viděl dokonce i ti lidé, jejichž víra nebyla tak silná, tak i to mě probudilo moji víru.
That is the potency of this movement.
To je síla tohohle hnutí.
We don't always see it like that.
A vždycky to tak nevidíme.
You know, sometimes people get a little bit of disillusioned.
Někdy lidi trochu ztratí iluze.
Hayagriva came to see Prabhupada.
Hayagriva přišel za Prabhupádu.
And when he was sitting with Prabhupada, it's been a long time.
A tak seděl s Prabhupádou a bylo to dlouhá doba.
And he said, you know, it's just like the good old days.
A říká, no, to je jako za starých dobrých časů.
And Prabhupada said, there are no good old days.
Prabhupada říká, nejsou žádné staré dobré časy.
The present is equally good.
Přítomnost je stejně tak dobrá.
It's always good.
Je to vždycky dobré.
So just as Narottama Thakur thought he came too late.
Stejně jako Narottama Thakur si myslel, že přišel příliš pozdě.
And we may also think, oh no, we missed out.
A my si taky můžeme myslet, ach ne, my jsme to prošvihli.
Born too late.
Narodili jsme se příliš pozdě.
Or turned to Krishna consciousness too late.
Nebo příliš pozdě jsme přišli k vědomí Krishny.
We can also think we just missed Prabhupada.
Taky si můžeme myslet, že jsme zrovna prošvihli Prabhupádu.
Yes, we can think like that. But the truth is actually not like that.
Ale ve skutečnosti to tak není.
that even now, even now, the same mercy is there.
Dokonce i teď je to ta stejná milost.
Nothing has changed.
Nic se nezměnilo.
It's not that when Prabhupada was on the planet, that there was mercy then, which is not there now.
A není to tak, že když byl Prabhupada na planetě, že to byla nějaká milost, která už tu není.
So yeah, but you know, what if like there was Prabhupada's personal, what if he gave a personal instruction to someone? Okay, you know, but we all got a personal instruction.
No dobře, ale všichni jsme dostali osobní pokyn.
Chant Hare Krishna.
Zpívat Hare Krishna.
It's very personal.
Je velice osobní.
And everyone got that instruction.
Každý dostal tenhle pokyn.
So it's like the same result if we chant now or if we chanted then.
A stejný výsledek, když zpíváme teďka, jako když bychom zpívali tehdy.
The same result if we follow Prabhupada now, than if we follow Prabhupada then.
A stejný výsledek, když následujeme Prabhupada teď, jako když bychom ho následovali tehdy.
And Narottama Thakur got the same result that the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got.
Narottama Thakur získal ten stejný výsledek jako přímí společníci Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Because Narottama Thakur took the same process.
Protože Narottama Thakur následoval stejný proces.
He also took full shelter of devotional service.
On také přijal úplné útočiště u oddané služby.
And because he did so, he got the mercy.
Protože to udělal, tak získal tu milost.
He surrendered so much that then Lord Chaitanya manifested his mercy.
Tolik se odevzdal, že pán Chaitanya manifestoval svou milost.
And there's the Padma River on the border of India and Bangladesh.
A na hranici Indie a Bangladesh je řeka Padma.
And there is a place known as Prem Tali.
A tam je místo známé jako Prem Tali.
And this is a good place.
A to je dobré místo.
I can recommend it.
Můžu vám ho doporučit.
We went there.
My jsme tam byli.
For one reason.
Za jedním účelem.
Because it is in that water of the Padma River that Lord Chaitanya deposited Krishna Prem.
Protože do vody na řeky Padmy pan Chaitanya uložil Krishna Prem.
He personally went there before the birth of Narottama, and he just one day called out, Narottama, Narottama.
On tam osobně šel ještě předtím, než se narodil Narottama, a volal Narottama, Narottama.
Before the birth of Narottama.
Ještě předtím, než se Narottama narodil.
And it is said that at that time, Lord Chaitanya placed the transcendental love of God that he was experiencing in the waters of the Ganga.
A je řečeno, že tehdy pán Chaitanya uložil tu transcendentální lásku k Bohu do těch vod řeky Padmy.
The Bhakti Ratnakar describes that it was too much for the Ganga. It was just too much, all that love of God. She didn't know how to deal with it, and as a result, her waters immediately flooded the whole area.
A pak tady Ratnakar je řečeno, že to bylo příliš mnoho lásky pro Gangu, že ona okamžitě se rozdělila z jejich břehu a všechno zaplavila v okolí.
Ganga said, this is too much, this is too much. I can't bear this, I can't carry this any longer.
Ganga říkal, tak to je moc, jako to je příliš, já nejsem schopná to unést všechno.
Lord Chaitanya told Ganga, you must carry it. But when my devotee Narottama comes and takes bath in your waters, then you can give to him.
Ale pán Chaitanya říkal, musíš to udržet, ale až přijde můj oddaný Narottama a vykoupá se ve tvých vodách, tak potom musíš dát to na Krishna Prem.
So Narottama was very handsome, he was a prince.
Narottama byl velice pohledný, byl to princ.
He had lotus eyes.
Mělo to své oči.
Long arms, just like Krishna.
A dlouhé paže, stejně jako Krishna.
And a darkish complexion.
A tmavou barvu pleti.
Then when Narottama went to take his bath there in the Padma River, and that Prem touched him, then he just became overwhelmed by ecstatic love of God.
A když Narottama šel vykoupat do řeky Padmy a dotkla se ho ta Krishna Prema, byl úplně přemožen ekstatickou láskou k Bohu.
And he was so much absorbed in love for Lord Chaitanya that his darkish body turned golden.
Byl tak přemožený láskou k panu Chaitanovi, že se ho tmavé tělo změnilo ve zlaté.
And it was a permanent change.
A byla to trvalá změna.
When he came out of the water, he was golden and no one recognized him.
Tak když vyšel z té vody, tak byl zlatý, nikdo ho nepoznal.
When they showed him to his mother, she said, "No, this is not my son."
Ukázali jeho mamice, řekla, ne, tohle není můj syn.
He looks like my son, but mine is blackish. This one's gold.
Vypadá jako můj syn, ale můj je tmavý, tady ten je zlatý.
His own mother couldn't recognize.
Vlastní matka ho nemohla poznat.
So, Narottam fully realized. Krishna prema to the fullest extent.
A Narottam úplně zrealizoval Krishna prema do toho nejzazšího kraje.
So it's very interesting because he missed out.
A to je velice zajímavé, protože on to jako zameškal.
He missed out on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Zameškal Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
But he didn't miss out on Krishna prema.
Ale nezmeškal, neprošel to Krishna prema.
So therefore, sometimes some people, they when they get in the mood of the good old days.
Tak někdy, když se někdo dostane toho, do té nálady těch starých dobrých časů.
They feel it's not like it used to be.
Tak cítí, že už to není to, co to bývalo.
And I've heard all kinds of jokes about that, you know, ISKCON, WASKCON.
Jsem slyšel hodně vtipů o tom, jako ISKCON.
Yeah, WASKCON, it's past tense.
Už je pryč. Kaslovní řič.
ISKCON, has gone.
ISKCON, odešel.
Like that, we've heard cynical jokes. Where people showed they had no more faith. Some said ISKCON is dead. Finished. The truth is different. The truth is that The very same Krishna Prem that came with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago, that very same Krishna Prem that came with Sri Prabhupada, that very same Krishna Prem is available now.
Ale pravda je taková, že ta stejná Krishna Prema, která přišla s Chaitanya Mahaprabhu před 500 lety, a ta stejná Krishna Prema, která přišla s Šrilou Prabhupádou, tak ta stejná Krishna Prema je tady k mání i teď.
That's the most amazing thing.
To je ta nejúžasnější věc.
And it's not just that only the people who are very, very serious will get it.
A není to tak, že získají jenom ti lidé, kteří jsou velice, velice vážní.
Everyone's being touched by it.
Každý je tím dotčen.
And somehow or other, all of us are becoming more and more, day by day, more and more attached to Krishna.
Nějakým způsobem my všichni jsme den za dnem více a více přitahováni ke Krishna.
It goes deeper and deeper into our whole system.
Je to hlubší a hlubší do našeho systému.
Yeah. It's like that. And that way, this Krishna Prem is gradually penetrating into our hearts.
A tak to je, takhle ta Krishna Prema pořád proniká hlubší do našich srdcí.
For some, it may take a few lives.
Tak některým to může trvat pár životů.
For others, this life back to Godhead.
Někteří už to ve životě zpátky k Bohu.
The ones who are trying.
Ti, kteří se snaží.
The ones who are seriously trying.
Ti, kteří se vážně snaží.
They have a good chance.
Tak ti mají dobrou šanci.
So it's very wonderful. And I'm thinking like that when I see all of you.
Tak to je velice úžasné. Já takhle přemýšlím, když vás všechny vidím.
And I'm seeing all this Krishna consciousness.
Já vidím všechno tohle vědomí Krishna.
Somehow or other, the last few days, people bring up the topic of balance.
A v posledních pár dnech lidé z nějakého důvodu vždycky nadesou téma rovnováhy.
And yesterday it came up in Govinda, somebody brought balance. You must be balanced.
Včera taky na to přišla řeč v Govindě, ta rovnováha, musíme být v rovnováze.
The balance between material life and spiritual life.
Rovnováha mezi hmotným a duchovním životem.
And somebody wrote me a letter about that also just recently, about balance, you know, keeping the balance between material and spiritual life.
Někdo mi taky nedávno o tom napsal dopis, o tom, jak udržovat rovnováhu mezi hmotným a duchovním životem.
And, well, I think the best way to keep the balance between material and spiritual life is to just come together with devotees.
Já myslím, že nejlepší způsob, jak mít rovnováhu mezi hmotným a duchovním životem, je prostě přijít a být mezi oddanými.
Because that balances out everything.
Protože to rovnováha není všechno.
Material influence, there is plenty in this world.
Ve světě je spousta hmotného vlivu.
Things that can burden our minds.
Věci, které mohou zatěžovat naše mysli.
Oh God, I have to work, go to work again.
Já musím zase jít do práce.
Oh God. Oh no. No money.
Žádný peníze.
Oh, dali peníze. Like this, we are experiencing things enough that can burden our mind. Just read the newspaper in the morning. And you get full of worries. If you felt that everything was okay because the sun was shining, read the newspaper. And you know that in truth the whole world is just a big disaster. So like this, there is enough in this world to burden our minds. And then they say there's a crisis. To me it looks like nothing has changed. The tabor is still here. I mean, I sit here now looking at these trees, and I don't know how many times I actually sat in this seat looking at those trees. They must be looking at me also. I think that tall tree is saying to the other tall one, hey, look, that orange guy is back. I think so. This place seems to be timeless. It is as if it never changes. Everything else changes, you know what I'm saying? But not the tabor. It doesn't change at all. It's completely like it always was. Everything. I'm staying in the same room. I asked Fahari, where am I staying? I was hoping you would put me in another room. He said the same room as always. Oh my God. Anyway. So nothing changes in the tabor. But we have changed. We have changed from last year. Oh yes. And in so many ways we have changed, our lives have changed. Some got married. Some got babies. Some some got a new car. Some grew their hair. Some have a beard. I got a new garland. It weighs 12 kilos.
Um,
So, like that, we are all, we have changed. But by coming back, you know, once again to the devotees, then we see some things have not changed. Krishna hasn't changed. Prabhupada hasn't changed. Devotional service hasn't changed. Like that. We can still connect again. And as soon as we are with the devotees, everything is there. You know, of Prabhupada's disciples, not everyone continued to follow so strictly. It was also not so easy, because in 1977, when Prabhupada left this planet, many of his disciples were still young.
Tak je to bylo snadné, protože v roce 1977, když Prabhupada opustil planetu, tak mnoho žáků bylo velice malých.
And they had to spend a whole life in separation of their spiritual master.
Potom museli strávit celý život v odloučení od svého duchovního učitele.
So not so easy.
Tak to není tak jednoduché.
And then the younger generation took over, and sometimes they just felt like strangers in their own movement.
Potom to převzala ta mladší generace a oni se potom cítili trochu jako cizinci ve svém vlastním hnutí.
It can be like that when you've been around for a long time and you're the last one of your generation. And everyone is like new. And you're still walking around. And you begin to feel like a dinosaur. I should not have been here. Dinosaurs are extinct. But I'm a living dinosaur. So yes, some of them felt like that. And what, for whatever reasons, not everyone was always following so strictly. But some years ago, they had a reunion in the Bhaktivedanta Manor of all the devotees who in the past had been part of the British Yatra. And even George Harrison came. And all the devotees came. And the amazing thing was that some of them, it was as if they never left. For those days of the reunion, it was as exactly the same like it used to be when they all lived together in the temple. Imagine, you know, that after like 30 years, we're going to have a reunion in Svitsin. Somehow or other, we rent those two houses for the day. And I'll make sure that there are two dogs next door to make it
parking.
And we all go back to Svitsin for one reunion.
Všichni se vrátíme zpátky na Zličín pro tato setkání.
And suddenly it will be as it always was.
Jenom to bude jako to vždycky bývalo.
For a few days.
Na pár dní.
Like that. So it is like that. Now we are back here again.
Takže takhle to je, teďka jsme tady zpátky.
For a few days.
Na pár dní.
Now again. It is as it always was.
Teď to zase je takové, jako to vždycky bývalo.
Crazy kirtans, of course.
Samozřejmě bláznivé kirtany.
That's what we do in the tambor.
To my děláme na táboře.
And all these things.
A všechny tyhle věci.
We will do.
To budeme dělat.
Dhanavir Maharaj will come and we know what tune he will chant.
Přede Dhanavir Maharaj, my víme, jakou melodii bude zpívat.
And it will be very transcendental at the same time.
Bude to zároveň velice transcendentální.
We know. We are back here.
Jsme tu zpátky.
And we are back again at the feet of Krishna.
Jsme zpátky u nohou Krishny.
Very simple.
Velice jednoduché.
So it is like that. You know, wherever we are, usually, it's gone now.
Takže takhle to je, kdekoliv jsme, tak teďka to je pryč.
Even whenever we are struggling with Maya, it's gone now.
Taky když zápasíme s Mayou, tak teďka je pryč.
Tomorrow we're going to all be here for Mangala Arati. I'm counting.
Yeah.
I'm checking. Oh, no. Keep an eye on it. Yeah. In this way, just coming here is a source of transcendental strength.
Jenom sem přijet, je zdrojem velké transcendentální síly.
Again and again, you know.
Znovu a znovu.
And at the end of our life, we come to the gates of Vaikuntha.
A na konci našeho života přijdeme k bránám Vaikunty.
And they say, passport.
Řeknou, pas.
And then he says, so, you have a visa.
Řeknou, tak máte víza.
Say like, well, I have three Govindan parikramas. I have 17 ratiyatras. And I have 12 towers. All right. So all these things. I'm not ordinary.
Tak všechny tyhle věci nejsou obyčejné.
Not as ordinary as we think.
Ne tak obyčejné, jak si myslíme.
If only we would have transcendental eyes.
Kdybychom jenom měli transcendentální zrak.
Then we could appreciate.
Tak bychom to mohli ocenit.
That the room is full of pure devotees.
Že ta místnost je plná čistých oddaných.
And some are looking through the windows.
Kteří se dívají přes okna.
And even those trees have been purified by now. They're waiting the whole year. They're all watching. When are they coming? When are they coming? Finally.
Konečně.
Kirtan again.
Konečně vlastně kirtan.
Like that. The mice. We saw all the mice playing.
Taky ty myši, viděli jsme, jak ty myši hrajou.
Devotees were throwing prasadam.
Udaný házali prasadam.
It's all in front, there's all these holes in the ground and the mice live in there.
Jsou ty díry v zemi a tam byli myši.
So, this mouse had a piece of pasta and just put it down.
Myšky, tak už těstovina, vztáhla se to dolů.
The next life, you know, I mean, this tower will go on generation after generation.
V dalším životě jako tady tábor bude pokračovat generace za generací.
Your grandchildren will be in this tábor also.
Naši vnukové taky budou na tomhle táboře.
And maybe there will be one devotee who looks a little bit up.
Někdy
vypadá trochu jako myš.
Like a mouse.
Some very tall devotees, you know, like green, you know. Maybe some of those trees. All that will go on. Okay, any questions? Because time is running out.
At the gate of Vaikuntha, will someone examine us for a Krishna prem?
Jestli někdo nás bude brát Vaikunty ptát na Krishna prem?
Yeah. Well, in the Brahma Samhita, it is mentioned that there are tridents in all 10 directions.
Brahma Samhita je řešeno, že jsou na všech třech, ve všech třech směrech trojzubce.
And that anybody who tries to enter Vaikuntha unauthorized will be stopped by those dragons.
A každý, kdo se bude snažit vstoupit na Vaikuntu jako neautorizovaně, bude zastaven těmhle transubci.
There are doorkeepers.
A jsou tam taky strážci té brány.
We read about Jayavijaya.
Četli jsme o Jayavijaya.
And they wouldn't just let the four kumaras in.
A oni nepustili dovnitř čtyři kumáry.
So it is quite safe to assume on the basis of these two references that some qualification is required.
Tak nějak můžeme předpokládat, že slyšíme, že je potřeba nějaká kvalifikace.
And at least you can say, I went to the tapa.
Ale spod posíte říct, já jsem byl na táboře.
It helps.
To pomůže.
Of course, Matthias from Croatia, and they have their own also.
Matthias z Chorvatska taky mají svůj vlastní tábor.
They have supposedly a very nice one on an island. I was told, trying to get me to go there, maybe next year.
Mají tam taky kepí tábor na ostrově, snaží se mě tam dostat, tak možná příští rok na půl.
And they have a Serbian summer camp.
Taky mají letní tábor v Srbsku.
And the last few days especially it gets quite wild there in the Balkan.
Posledních pár dnech na Balkánu začíná být trochu divoké.
And Satchinanda Maharaj is there, and of course his style of kirtan is different than mine.
Taky nám Satchinanda Maharaj, jeho styl kirtan je trochu jiný než můj.
So he, but you know, Maharaj is very slow. And I'm a little fast. I'm known as the Mridanga killer. But you know, last year, Maharaj got into the fast kirtan. Late at night, he started dancing like mad. And someone put it on YouTube on a video. And Kavichandra Maharaj saw it. And he wrote me a letter. And he said, that was a great kirtan. Yeah, Satchinanda Swami dancing like a new bhakta. So the Serbian one is also pretty good. You are invited. Isn't it, Matija? And there we also have Rati Yatra.
And
every year there's Rati Yatra.
Každý rok je Rati Yatra.
In the middle of the summer camp.
Uprostřed toho letního tábora.
We just go up and down the road.
My sem a tam chodíme po ulici.
Until it goes up too much, then we can't go any further. Then we turn around.
A pak už tady moc do kopce, jak se otočíme.
And today is Rati Yatra in Jagannath Puri.
A dneska je na teatra Čekanatpůj.
Our driver on his telephone, I mean he's a super internet expert, on his telephone he had an internet connection with videos from the Rati Yatra.
Tak můj řidič, který je takový expert na internetu, na svém mobilním telefonu, přístup na internet, kde byl záznam živý z Rati Yatry v Puri.
He said, one eye on Jagannath and one eye on the road. I said, forget it, two eyes on the road.
To jsem řekl, to zapomeň, dvě oči na silnici.